Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy April, sister. So we're ready for a new month. And before we get started, Sarah, would you mind opening us in prayer, please?
I sure would. Father, thank you for your presence. I thank you, God, that you are the provider in our life. You provide every need that we have, even before we speak them to you. Whether it be finances, comfort, peace, joy, Lord, it all comes from your hand. So, God, we just humbly submit ourselves to you, ready and expectant to hear the word that comes from you today. May we have ears to hear and be obedient and diligent to work that out in our lives. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you so much. We're going to jump right into the word today. We have got Psalm 17. We're kind of going to go on from yesterday, the 16:11 of Psalms, that he will show you the path of life. We are not children of darkness, but we are children of light. And as we turn here to Psalm 17, I want to just give you a minute to turn there, and that is verse 5. Sister Sarah, would you
like me to read verses 5 through 8?
If you'll read Psalm 17, 5.
5, okay. So verse 5 says, "Uphold my steps in your paths, that my footsteps may not slip."
That is so awesome, because right there, as we study, it's 1 Thessalonians 5:5, you are the children of light and the children of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. So as Psalm 17:5 says, hold up my goings in thy path, hold up my steps, my feet, my footsteps, that they slip not. Sometimes we feel like that we're just going to fall over or just slip and just fall down. But God here says in his word that as David is praying, hold up my goings in thy paths. That word path is like it's a rut in the Hebrew. And you know how a rut is where a truck is getting stuck and its tires are making a deep mud rut across the road? Well, that's what the Word of God is saying. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. That they slip not in thy paths. In that rut, if we stay in the divine rut, should we say, and path of God, how can you slip? How can you lose if you're on God's team? Right, Sarah?
That's right.
And verse 6, I'll read it, and Sarah, if you'd kind of share, I have called up upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me and hear my speech.
Yeah, so one thing I want to point out, it says here, I have called upon you, for you will hear me, O God. He's not just asking him to hear me. That's a confident statement right there, saying, I'm calling upon you because I know that you'll hear me. And that's one thing that I just want to encourage you guys, is be confident that our God hears everything that you say to them. And the other part, too, it says, incline your ear to me and hear my speech. That word incline, you know, we hear about the disciple John, who is the most beloved of Jesus, right? And how he would incline himself to the Lord. He would lean into the Lord, taking in everything that the Lord would say to him. And it's the same way here. We're asking the Lord to incline his ear to me, turn your ear to me, listen to me. He's our daddy. And he wants to know what we have to say. And so we're asking for him to turn his ear and attention our way to hear what we have to say.
Amen. Because he is, like you said, our daddy, our papa, our father, our God. And God Father loves when their children come and share their heart with them. I know my dad did. We had 5 children in our family, and he loved when we all got around him and tickled him and sat on his lap and just shared our day and what was going on and maybe what we kind of wanted and just share our hearts and how much we loved him. And we just kiss him all over. You know, just give God your holy kisses. I want to read in verse 7, show thy marvelous loving kindness, O God. O thou that savest by the right hand them which put their trust in you, from those that rise up against us, keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me under the shadow of your wings. You know, as we just praise and worship the Lord, giving all of those cares unto the Father God, they just seem to vanish as we let him comfort us. What do you think, Sarah?
Yes, I do agree that they do seem to vanish. Even though the situations may not disappear right away, the peace within you does. The turmoil within you disappears and the peace becomes stronger within you. And I love how it says here, you save those who trust in you. The first and foremost thing that we're to do is to trust and fear the Lord. And we'll lack no good thing for those who fear him. And I think that's so beautiful because you can, again, be confident in knowing that you're going to be taken care of from anything that comes against you. And in verse 8, he says, to keep me as the apple of your eye. You know, that's a common saying that we hear in Christian circles, the apple of your eye. But do you really know what that means? You could change apple of your eye, and it would mean the same thing as saying, keep me as someone whom you cherish above all others. That is how much the Lord cares for you, that he would cherish each and every one of you above all others, because he loves
Amen.
You that much.
And, you know, the apple of the eye, too, is also given a physical example that it's in the center. You know how something starts to come towards your eyes? What happens? Your eyes close, and it's protected.
Oh, yeah.
That's how much the covering of God. Nothing can get in to that iris. That is the light to your soul for the Lord, that the glory of God shines out. And he says, keep me as the apple of the eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. I grew up on a farm, Sarah, and my dad had hundreds of chickens. But, you know, no matter how many chickens we had, hens, the female chicken, she'd have her little babies just running with her wings all spread out, and she'd just gather them all together, and they'd all eat together. That's what I picture sometimes. Even the angels that he puts in charge around us. The apple of the eye is such a protection so that you can see clearly and be hid under the wings of our Father God. Amen?
Amen.
And he said, show your marvelous loving kindness. O thou that savest by the right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against you. Let God fight your battles. Let God protect you. Keep the shield and the garments, the soldier's garments, all on. Keep armed. Keep the armor of God. I'll get it out here in a minute. The shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, your feet covered with peace. Let God just cover you, in other words. He will do it. I wanted to turn, I wasn't going to plan to do this, but Psalms 18:19, it says, he brought me forth also into a large place. How many like to have just a large place, a place to just stretch out and make yourself at home and not be all cramped and scared and fearful? It says he brought me forth into a large place. So you can just walk freely. Your steps are just freely walking through this large area, through this season, through this time. He delivered me because, are you ready for this? In the last part of 19, he delights in me. Does God delight in you, sister?
He does so much. I love that part of the verse.
What's that mean to you, he delights? It reminds me of a big, it's called pecans and cherries and cream, double dip ice cream. You know, I delight in that. But even so, his love, his goodness, his grace, he delights in Robin.
Yeah.
Talk to me here, Sarah. How does he delight in Sarah?
Yeah, when I think of the word delight, I think of enjoyment. He's not displeased, but he's pleased. He enjoys me. Think of the people, your favorite people you like to be around, that you just enjoy being around. And you can't wait to get around them again because you guys, you know, are just so close and you share love between one another. And I believe that that's what it's like with the Lord towards us. He delights in us. He enjoys time with us, enjoys that we like learning about him and question him with things that are just coming through our minds, and being children, innocent as children, because he's our Father, coming to him, and he thoroughly enjoys that.
Yes, and he wants to share more and more as we mature, and he wants to give us all that he has. He delights in just blessing you. He's a wonderful, good God. Now, we have about 60 seconds, about a minute left, Sister Sarah. I want you to pray for the people, and we'll say goodbye, okay?
Sure. Father, I thank you for your word today. Thank you that we as your children can come and hide under your wings, God. And under your wings, we find protection. Thank you that you have sent your angel armies to surround us and encamp us, God, and that we are protected on all sides. May we walk freely, just like Robin said from Psalms 18. May we walk freely in open spaces because you've delivered us. And may we all realize and see that you delight in us and are pleased with each and every one of us. I pray that over everyone on this call in Jesus' name. Amen.
Glory to God. Well, time just flies by. We, Sister Sarah and I are together with you. We would love to hear from you. You can put your comments at the bottom of the screen there. And you can email us at sistersofthelord@yahoo.com. We're praying for you. God bless you. Until tomorrow.